Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Let's listen in as Cindy visits the wood receiving office at Turtle Creek Pulp and Paper on her morning rounds.
Well, good morning, Bill. How's it going this morning?
Pretty good, Cindy. But I have a question.
What's that, Bill?
Well, I've been doing this job for several years, and my question is this. Why do we keep paying for the water in the chips? We know their moisture varies all over the place, and heck, I think some of these suppliers even water down their trucks.
Bill, you know we've been over this before. It takes 24 hours to get moisture readings. It's simply impossible to track this.
Well, what if I told you there is a new moisture meter that can give us immediate readings on chip moisture?
You know that doesn't exist.
It does now, and it comes from Conmark in either a benchtop or online version. I read up on it, and it's a very reliable microwave-based instrument.
Really? Well, how do we learn more about it?
Well, Jim Thompson of Pulp and Paper Radio International can help. All we have to do is send an email to him at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line.
Can't hurt to find out, can it? Bill, send him an email today.
If you're tired of paying for water, just send Jim Thompson an email at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. That's jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. You will receive information on this revolutionary new product right away.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 8th of December, 2014. The title is Real Leadership. This is a short but powerful column. I thought I had seen it all, but a manager showed me a new twist on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving here in the United States. He was wrapping up his daily meeting with his direct reports. Things were going on about like normal when he made the following comments. Quotes, I am going to be posting my personal and company's cell phone numbers on the bulletin board. I want people to write them down. Tell your people if they cannot drive due to being inebriated, they are to call me anytime, day or night, and I will come get them. I will take them anywhere except to a bar. I will take them to their girlfriend's house. I will take them to their parents. Anywhere they want to go, anytime, day, night, or weekends. This is my pledge to you as long as I am your leader. End quotes.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now the conclusion of this week's column.
I did not have time to ask this manager if somewhere earlier in life he had had an experience with a drunk driving catastrophe. The longer I thought about it, the less I decided that even mattered. What was important was his dedication to protecting his employees from a misjudgment while not at work. Seldom have I seen such a commitment, and never have I seen such a specific commitment. Now, this manager is not soft on safety. In the same meeting, he had previously announced that the termination process had been completed for one employee under his supervision who had violated the mill's safety practices and had been properly warned one too many times, again the day before Thanksgiving. So he is no softy and has high standards. So how do you demonstrate and execute high standards along with a sense of caring to your direct reports? Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, this column demonstrates both sides of administering an effective safety policy. Compassion when appropriate and high standards when necessary. We should all strive to reach these goals. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papari Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.